Hi, welcome to the Introvert Entrepreneur podcast for February 3rd, 2012. I'm Beth Below, founder of the Introvert Entrepreneur. The Introvert Entrepreneur is a personal and professional development company dedicated to providing services to introverts and those who live, work, and play with them. Our goal is to create empowered, productive environments where introverts can flourish. The key to that is understanding and appreciating what it means to be an innie in an outie world. Our professional services are designed for entrepreneurs, corporations and organizations, and individuals who want to focus on their personal development. Information and inspiration are provided through this podcast, through an online blog, and through our Facebook community. You can learn more about all of that at theintrovertentrepreneur.com. It's ironic that I'm posting this podcast on personal branding just a few days before the biggest commercial extravaganza of the year, the Super Bowl. Well-done commercials are wonderful to see because they provoke, enlighten, and entertain. And of course, the advertisers hope that all of that translates into us opening up our wallets. Some people think the elements they see in commercials represent the product's brand. They see its colors, its logo, tagline, and music as tangible ways that the brand is expressed. And they often think that the brand stops there. But what's really at the heart of the brand is none of those things. What's at the heart is the feeling that is aroused through the combination of those elements. This is really valuable information for the introvert who wants to discover his or her own personal brand. The brand is not about the visible, outward parts of your personality, although those certainly can and do play a role. Rather, it's more about the energy that you share with others, the promise that you offer, and the way you make them feel. My guest today is going to share with us some insights about discovering your own personal brand. Her name is Peg Markworth, and she is principal of Markworth Associates. Peg creates brands for companies that set them apart from the competition and catch the attention of the right clients. Peg has a 20-plus year career in communications. She co-owned an award-winning public relations firm, was a child welfare administrator, a Washington State lobbyist, and a family therapist. Peg has served on and chaired nonprofit boards throughout her career. She currently sits on the board of directors of the E.B. Dunn Historic Garden Trust. Hi, Peg. Welcome to the podcast, and thank you so much for sharing with us about personal branding today.
Yes, it's great to be here.
You know, you have had a very interesting career path, which we just heard about a little bit in the bio that I read. How did you get from where you were in advertising and marketing and even doing nonprofit work to end up becoming an entrepreneur?
Well, I think I became an entrepreneur by accident, really. My friend and I were both at a crossroads in our career. At that point, I was a family therapist. I'm working in a social service agency, and I was also doing whatever marketing, PR, and lobbying they needed because we were small and kind of a young organization, and I really liked that. And then at one point, I was recruited away from that position to a PR firm in Seattle, where I found that I really loved doing PR work. So my friend and I decided, based on really not much of anything, that we would start a PR firm together, not realizing what that really meant, which was a good thing.
Yeah, a blessing in disguise.
Exactly, a blessing in disguise. And we made it work, and it was really fun. So at some point in that process, I realized that I really was an entrepreneur and that was what I always wanted to be.
It's nice that you dovetailed, you know, you spent some time finding out what you were good at and what you loved to do, and then you were able to take that off on your own, and that it sounds like you had a partner to do that with.
Yes, I'm not sure that I would have just done it by myself. Having someone to hold hands with when you leap off the cliff is a good thing.
Yeah, you grow wings together.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you're probably highlighting something that's happened to a lot of people. It's not necessarily a conscious decision of, okay, I'm going to start my own business and be an entrepreneur. It's something that evolves, and then you one day you say, oh, wow, yeah, I'm really doing this, and I actually like it, and I'm good at it.
Exactly.
At what point, you know, I'm going to shift a little bit here because I know we're going to be talking a little bit more about your background and your experiences as we move on to this topic of personal branding. But I know also from our conversations that you are an introvert.
I am.
And you've had, and your experiences are so varied, and I bet sometimes they even challenged your introverted personality. But at what point did you know that you had a more introverted personality? That's part A of my question. And then part B is, how has being an introvert played a role in how you've shaped and built your business?
Well, I first took a Myers-Briggs test when I was in graduate school, getting my master's in social work. And at that point, I learned that I was an introvert. But I didn't really understand what that meant. I was also very shy at that period in my life, and I thought they were the same thing. And it wasn't really until I started working with clients on personal branding that I began to research what it meant to be an introvert or an extrovert, so that I could really help my clients understand themselves more. And it was one of the most important learning that I've done, both for myself and for my ability to help clients understand their personal brand. And I think, you know, I think in terms of how it's played a role in how it's shaped my business, I've always been drawn to the potential of the individual. And I have, I've always connected really well one-on-one. And I think that's partly because of my introverted personality. And, you know, I certainly have, over the years in business, learned the social skills I need to you know, walk in the larger world of extroverts. But I have that real one-on-one connection that is pretty compatible with my being an introvert.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember reading that, how you talked about there's something about the experience of a person and, you know, where they've been and what they've done, but you're also interested in the potential. And yeah. And I imagine your ability to connect one-on-one and really listen has been really an asset in bringing out that potential and helping others see it in themselves.
I hope so. That's what I really strive for.
Thank you for sharing that and how your journey went. And you're reinforcing something I feel that is so important, that, you know, introvert, extrovert is a very, it's a very simple piece of our personality in terms of, like, it's just one of many traits that we have. But understanding and knowing what it means can be one of the most powerful and transformative things that we can do for ourselves.
I hear over and over again from people who are introverts that if they don't really understand what that means, oftentimes they think there's something wrong with them, that they should be able to do things differently, that they should want to behave in a different way. And I think learning what it means to be an introvert and the power of being an introvert is very, very liberating, and helps people to just kind of relax and say, yeah, I can be myself.
And it sounds like they can do that in your presence because you've got that awareness, which is really wonderful. So to move on to the personal branding piece, something that's, I think, is really fascinating and valuable information for this day and age, because it seems like one of the keys to professional success is the ability to market ourselves and to be clear about our personal brand. Because whether we're have our own business or we're looking for a job or we're already in a job, we still are always we're putting our presence out there for other people. To either understand or not understand. So how do you, when you're working with the idea of personal brand, how do you define that term?
Well, your personal brand is really all about who you are naturally. It's not something made up. It's not a marketing gimmick. At the most basic level, your personal brand tells people who you are and what you do, and it gives you the right kind of visibility and builds your reputation with the right people. It really is about the assets that you offer to people, the things that make you unique and wonderful.
And so what are some of the benefits of being really clear on those things?
I think primarily when you understand your own personal brand, you can show others who you are and what you offer, whether it's clients, coworkers, bosses, or anyone else. You essentially make a promise through your brand. It says, this is what I will do, and this is what you're going to get when I do that. So when you follow through on that brand promise, other people, whether they're customers or coworkers or bosses, are happy. You told them what they were going to get. You told them what you were going to do, and then you did it. You followed through. And so they're happy. They're satisfied. They say, oh, yeah, okay, I can expect that, and I know I'm going to get it over and over again, which keeps them coming back and also makes them more likely to recommend you to other people. So whether it's a career path that you're trying to move through or a business you're trying to build, that brand promise is a huge part of your success.
It seems like it contributes enormously to the know-like-trust factor and being consistent. The other thing that comes up as you were sharing that was how important it is nowadays to be clear about it because of the way we're showing up so fully, both virtually online and in person. And if we're not clear about who we are and what we have to offer, it seems like we could risk showing up differently in those places, which would erode the way people see, their trust in the way they're seeing us.
That's right. I think that consistency is very important because of the trust factor. If you see someone and you think, oh, this is who they are, and then you see them in some other venue and think, oh, that's not what I expected because of this other experience, they're going to get confused and not know what they can trust. So understanding your personal brand really helps you communicate consistently and attracts the right people to you. It also kind of pushes away the wrong people, which is a huge plus from your personal brand as well. It sounds kind of crazy, but it is.
Yeah, I understand that because it makes it clear. It seems to me part of the clarity that we need as entrepreneurs is understanding who we serve best and who we work with best and who gets the most from us, who we're most aligned with. And the clearer we are about our brand, the easier it's going to be for people to self-select either in or out of being in that circle.
Yes.
And that's a good thing.
It is a good thing because if the first thing that people see is a clear definition of your personal brand, then they can decide whether you're the right person for them. And you're not, the goal is not to be the right person for everyone. It's to be the right person for the right people, so that connection between your brand and your target audience is very clear and very consistent. And when people do self-select out, it saves you a lot of time and oftentimes a lot of anguish.
Well, I'm remembering, and here's a true confessions of one of Beth's guilty pleasures, and that is watching America's Next Top Model. which is, you know, a fascinating and disgusting show all at the same time. And in its most recent episode, they had a woman who, one of the contestants, and throughout the series, she's talked about her personal brand, like, you know, what she stands for, how she wants to be perceived and whatnot. And for her, it's very grounded in her faith. And she got to this particular episode and they were asked to pose in underwear. Well, the underwear, actually, it looked like bikinis, frankly. Yeah. They just looked like bathing suits. But she was just dead set against it, and she refused to take part in the photo shoot. She said, if I do that, it's against my brand. And she kept going back to that brand thing. And so she stood her ground. And, you know, on one level, I thought that's really admirable. On another level, I thought, okay, you're going to get sent home. You know?
But she was willing to do that. Well, and that brings up an interesting piece of your brand, which is that it helps you make decisions, business decisions that work for you and help you meet your business goals. So, you know, in that kind of situation, that's a pretty big, thick line to draw in the sand. However, if you are being consistent with your brand, it will help you at those points make decisions that are going to move you forward in your career or business path the way that you want to go. And it's a really, it's a powerful thing.
Yeah, she ended up being eliminated, and I think it was partly because of that. They gave a few other reasons, but I think that was part of it. But the judges still admired her stand, and I think if she had compromised her brand, you know, for her, like they were looking at it saying, oh, you could have just said it was a bikini. For her, it was not. You know, it was clearly not. And so her standing in her integrity meant, okay, she went home, but she wasn't compromised. And she, because if she had stayed, she had done it, then she would have felt bad. She would have felt like, okay, what do I stand for? It would have sort of shaken her foundation.
Exactly. And who knows what opportunities will present themselves because she was clear about that and made that decision in a very public way.
And it means that she will attract the things she wants instead of the things she doesn't.
Exactly.
You know? So what are some of the things that an entrepreneur or a professional needs to take into consideration when discerning what their personal brand is?
Well, I think that one of the big things is to realize that professional excellence isn't what sets you apart from others. For your target audience, professional excellence is kind of the minimum. It's not a differentiator. So instead, people need to think about what makes them unique. If you have, you know, a dozen real estate agents in the room, all with professional competence, there are going to be certain unique things about each one of them that are going to attract clients to them that will really work well with them and they will really work well for. So it's about that, those unique qualities that attract people, things that make you memorable to those people, and things that about you that make them understand that they can believe you and that you are important to helping them get what they want. So those are the kinds of things that people can think about.
I think you said something really important there at the end about helping people, you know, what problem can you solve, basically, for them and being fully aware of what you uniquely bring to the table.
Right, exactly. And what, you know, when you think about when you are selecting someone to help you, you're looking for the person who you can really get along with, who really is going to understand you and is really going to help you get what you need, whether it's buying a dress for a party or it's being a partner in a business venture. And your personal brand really is what helps you communicate that.
So what if you have trouble determining what's unique? Because, for instance, you know, birds of a feather flock together and we tend to be around other people like us. And sometimes we're so close to it that we can't quite see that particular piece.
And that's really true. I think one of the hardest things is to really look at yourself and see what is unique, partly because we're so close to it, we don't see some of those things. And also, I think we have a tendency to dismiss some of the really wonderful things as being not that big a deal. And having a partner in the process of self-discovery is a real asset. Someone who can reflect back, who can help you take a look at things, who can move you forward in this process is really helpful. And even though, you know, I've been doing branding for a long time, when I first started my consulting business, I actually engaged someone to help me go through my own branding process because I really believe that two heads are better than one.
Well, and that shows, you know, even coaches need coaches and even consultants need consultants sometimes because we do get so close. I mean, sometimes we might even be the worst at figuring those things out. And I guess my point is, you know, somebody who thinks, oh, you know, I'm really good at marketing and branding and I can figure this out on my own. Mm-hmm. It's extremely valuable to have somebody from the outside. I have a friend who was really good when she was starting her business and figuring out who she was as a coach. We would just have these conversations and she would ask me, so what do you see as my strengths? What do you see as that makes me different from so-and-so or so-and-so? And I admired, on some level it was kind of uncomfortable, but I also admired her boldness and her willingness to ask for direct feedback. Because I think she also asked, you know, what are the challenges? What are some things you see that I don't do?
Yeah, that's great. And I actually encourage my clients to ask the people in their lives some of those questions. And oftentimes they get very consistent responses from people. And when you see those consistencies, you start pulling out those little gems.
I want to spend a couple minutes specifically with the introvert entrepreneur, because introverts tend to be challenged by the self-promotional aspects of either running a business or promoting themselves within the workplace. So once we've identified that personal brand, whether it's through, you know, consultations or coaching or discussions with friends, and we've gotten a little bit of clarity, what do particularly introverts need to consider when it comes to communicating that brand?
Well, I think one of the real benefits of understanding your personal brand is that you don't have to sell yourself. You can just be yourself. And particularly for an introvert, that's a huge relief. And by understanding what sets you apart, who benefits the most, you can communicate in ways that attract the right clients to you and in a way that's comfortable to you. So it's not about being out there selling. It's about really showing your brand in a very natural and comfortable way. And I think that as people relax into that, who they are and what they offer really shines through. And so, you know, I think that that's part of it, is just really getting comfortable with your brand and letting your brand work for you.
Seems like the clearer you are, the more it's going to speak for itself.
Yes, and I think particularly for introverts, that's a comfort. It's something that allows you to be your natural self, and then to look at, you know, what are the methods of communicating your brand? What is most comfortable for you as an introvert entrepreneur? Is it having one-on-one conversations? Is it social media, where it's where you can be a little bolder and take a little bit more time to craft those messages, not feel quite so on the spot or in the spotlight? Whether it's using testimonials to have other people speak about you, which might be more comfortable for some people. So it's taking those messages and then figuring out, okay, now what is the most comfortable way for me to communicate them?
I really appreciate that you brought up the testimonial piece, because it also strikes me that the clearer you are about your brand, the easier you make it for other people to talk about you.
That's right. That's right. And that goes back to your brand promise, that, you know, if you are very clear on what you promise and then you fulfill it, people are ready to, you know, cheerlead for you and be evangelists for what you offer. And that's just the best.
As an introvert, I love that. Have other people
market for me.
Yeah. But it starts with me. And like you said, that brand promise and really being clear and being able to communicate that clearly and really living it and being comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. And it seems like if you're unclear of, you know, have I found my brand? Is this who I am? Part of how you could gauge that is your comfort level or your ownership of it. If it doesn't quite feel right, then it might not be there yet.
Yes, yeah. You might have to go back and dig a little deeper and figure out how you want to talk about that once you get clarity.
And it seems to me you have to be sure that it's your brand, not what you think other people are going to be expecting of you.
Absolutely, because that inconsistency shows. If you aren't clear about your brand, then the marketplace, the people who you're trying to reach, are going to make their own decisions. Because in many ways, a brand, whether it's a personal brand or a corporate brand, is the thoughts and feelings that others have about you. So if you are muddled in what you're telling people, then they may get the wrong message and they may not understand what your brand is. So that clarity of interaction works both ways.
So we're getting at really that this is a big deal. It's not just something you just wake up one day and say, oh, I think I need to figure out my personal brand. And you go online and fill out a questionnaire and boom, it pops it out, you know. So obviously this is not a small process. How can you tell if your business is ready for this?
Well, we have to start out by saying I'm kind of a brand evangelist. You know, I really do believe that it is probably the most core thing that you can do for your business. So, you know, I'm out there rah-rahing whatever you need to do to understand your brand, read a book, talk to others, write in a journal, engage someone to help you, do it. So I think that some of the ways that you can decide if your business is ready is to ask yourself, are you getting the response that you want in your business or your career? And do you have your audience's attention? And are you getting in front of the right people, and are they really listening? And a lot of that comes back to just the very simple thing of, can I explain to other people clearly, easily, what I do and why I'm the right choice for them? Which goes back to knowing who your target audience is. So if you want to be more successful, build a really solid foundation for your business or career, then you're ready. You're ready to really start looking at that. And I think that at some level, people already have an expression of their brand. A brand isn't something that we create. It's something that we discover about ourselves and clarify and then communicate. So it's pretty much, if you haven't done it, it's time.
Yeah. If you haven't done it, you're ready.
You're ready, exactly.
Yeah. Well, what you're sharing makes total sense. And I love that you said it's not something that you create, it's something you discover. That's a really profound way of looking at it for me. Because I think sometimes we think we haven't even talked about brand in terms of misperceptions that people have, oh, it's my logo or my colors or it's the front page of my website. As we're learning and talking to you, it goes much deeper than that.
Yeah, it is really a foundational piece. And what we tend to see are mostly products. We see the things that are associated with the brand, McDonald's arches and the Nike swoosh and, you know, the jingle for some other product. Those are the things that we tend to see and remember, but that's not our brand. Those are the expressions of our brand.
And what you said before, the brand is really what feeling and thoughts it arouses in the people who are experiencing it.
That's right.
So what to wrap up this part of the conversation, what one piece of advice do you have for the listeners that if they really took it to heart and walked the talk, would help make the path to being a clear communicator and being good at self-promotion, what would make that easier for them?
I think it really goes back to deciding what one thing your target audience can get from you that they can't get anywhere else. And what value does it bring to them? And then making sure that you tell people clearly, consistently, over and over again. And I think the bottom line of that is just allowing yourself to relax and let the real you come out. Not feel that you have to be somehow bigger than yourself, but just letting yourself be yourself.
Letting it be according to you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I spent time trying to be big according to other people, and it was not a pleasant thing.
No.
That's a lesson that I've learned.
And basically, it doesn't work very well, and it just makes you feel really uncomfortable.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. You've shared some really important things, and I love this affirming message that it's really echoing what I talk about in terms of, you know, if you step into and own who you really are and then you let that shine and you communicate that, then it's not about selling yourself. It's about sharing yourself.
That's a really great way of saying it. It really is about sharing yourself.
And we have so many gifts. So thank you for helping to shine the light on people's gifts and their potential. It's been a great pleasure, and I know this is just the tip of the iceberg. We've just sort of skirted on the surface of this entire topic, and I know it's such a passion for you. So before I let you go, I want people to know how to reach you. But before we do that, I have a question that I ask all of my interviewees, and that is, if you're granted a year's vacation on Introvert Island, and you could only take 3 books with you, which 3 would you take with you and why?
Okay, so my first would be a big stack of mystery stories, and I hope that gets to count as one.
Combine them together.
Yeah, just one big stack, because I just love to relax and sort of escape in a fun mystery.
Any favorite authors?
Oh, so many, I don't think I can even start. I sort of absorb them. I think that maybe the second book I would take is a book of poetry by David Wyatt, who's a local Pacific Northwest poet. And he has one particular poem that's very special to me, called Take the First Step. In a collection of poetry called River Flow. And that's just a constant reminder to me, that poem in particular is a constant reminder that we can be brave and we can accomplish what we want by taking that first step. And even if it's not always comfortable, it's necessary and it works. So his poetry would really sustain me for a year on Introvert Island. Probably the third one, of course I would have to take a marketing book. And I think what I would take to read over and over and over again is a book called Made to Stick by Chip Heath and Dan Heath. And it really is how to refine marketing to its essence, which is telling stories, telling compelling stories. And they just, they have in one small volume taken marketing theory and just taken it down to its very, very distilled essence. So I would read that probably over and over and over again.
There are I read that a few months ago, and there are so many lessons to absorb, and I remember most distinctly, there was an example where they were working with someone from a foundation that preserved old pianos or something, or the two-hand or dual piano performances. And I love the way they morphed, and it actually fits very well with what we're talking about here, how they morphed the communication that they were doing about their work from here's why we care about it to here's what other people will care about. Like, again, you know, putting it from their perspective.
Exactly. Exactly.
Very powerful.
Yeah. And really about telling the human emotional story.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, how can people learn more about you and your services?
Well, I think that the first place to start would be to go to my website, which is markworth.com. And Markworth is spelled a little differently. It's markworth.com. And that'll tell them a lot about personal branding and what I do, and a little bit about the corporate branding that I also do occasionally. And they can email me at peg@markworth.com, and I'd love to set up a time to talk more to people if they want to talk about personal brands and just want more information about what that means for them.
Fabulous. Thank you. Well, I know I've learned a lot from talking with you, and if anyone's in the area, if you have a chance to attend one of Peg's presentations, I highly recommend it. Had the fortune of being at one a few weeks ago and thoroughly enjoyed that. So thank you for sharing more of yourself here, and it's been a great pleasure. Thanks, Peg.
For me, too. It's been really fun to talk to you, Beth.
hope that conversation provided a solid foundation for understanding the importance of branding and how to approach the task of discovering your own personal brand. Looking at past podcasts, I see that there are several additional ones that you might want to listen to if Peg's insights resonated for you. Here are a few to check out from the archives. August 18th, 2010, Nancy Enkowitz, Self-Promotion for Introverts. October 20th, 2012, Maria Ross, Avoiding Random Acts of Marketing. October 27th, 2010, Nancy Jutton, Bye Bye Boring Bio. And November 14th, 2011, Rachel Parker and Social Media and the Introvert's Advantage. All of these podcast interviews, in addition to Peg Markworth's excellent guidance, contributes great info about building different aspects of your personal brand. You can find all of these podcasts on iTunes or on my website, theintrovertentrepreneur.com. If you go to my website, click on Resources and Blog Archives, where you'll see posts sorted by date. Thank you so much for listening to the Introvert Entrepreneur podcast with me. You can learn more about my coaching, speaking, and training services on my website, theintrovertentrepreneur.com. If there's any way I can support you in your journey, please, I'd love to hear from you. Just let me know. And I hope you have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next time.